I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.
Hey, what do you know? Another week has gone by. And, of course, it's time for RSN Live time. See, that was such enthusiasm. That's awesome, isn't it? So, again, welcome to the, well, in a way, I guess I am kind of, you know, lazy, if you will. I almost didn't do this tonight because of my laziness, but I kind of need to work on overcoming that, and here we are. So, of course, there's only two people watching and no one listening, so this all comes as a, you know, why you no listen moment to the people who are listening to the podcast. Come on, guys, listen to it live. It's not that bad. And you get to see me look like an idiot live on Twitch. That's like the double bonus, if you will. So, you know, again, just another rambling hour, as per usual. I haven't really played any games to piss me off, so I don't know about ranting that variety. So let's get this underway. If you want to go ahead and chat with me, there's two options. They're both IRC. IRC.surrealchat.net. The chat room is RSN. And IRC.afternet.org. Again, chat room is RSN. They're both linked by a bot, because bots are awesome. Except for when they do, you know, DOS attacks. Then they're not awesome. Then I hate them. And then I G-line them. IRC terminology. No one's going to understand that except for, like, two people. That is, yes, this music is pretty, fitting, isn't it? I don't want to put a picture of Knuckles on my face. Why would I do that? You're crazy. Of course, there's also the, Twitter option to contact me, but I don't really think anyone cares about Twitter. And that I don't really seem to get much traffic on that. So, yeah. And of course, now that's all done. By the way, www.randomsonicnet.org is the main website. Yeah. I'm awesome. So, I guess this week I'm changing it up a little bit. For starters, I'm not wearing a black shirt for once. That's, like, incredibly rare. and, of course, I'm switching it up on the drink side. I'm not actually drinking beer tonight. We're trying to go a little bit Lebowski. And we're drinking some White Russians tonight. Looks like some really weird chocolate milk, but it's not. It's a White Russian. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get the ball rolling here, music-wise, because that's probably what I should have done in the first place. And, you know, the whole, hey, let's find music. Oh, fuck that. Why would we find music? I know I've ruined the gradient. I don't care. Screw the gradient. Screw it to hell. Let's see, what else we got here? Not much at all. Disappointing me. Screw it, we're going into the Sonic X territory. soon as I find it. This folder is too large. I need to cut this down by a lot. My head is just... I'm awesome. Wow, this is like really... I really do need to go through this eventually. And clean this up. It's like... I can't find anything now. Oh, here we go. That's right, folks. Just listen to me bitch about things. That's pretty much it. Let's see. The insert yield control. Alright, there we go. We finally got something. So, Son Live voice. I will be back talking momentarily, but in the meantime, if you're watching, you can just look at me looking at you. Sweet Caroline. That's actually touching me, touching you. Whoa, music. That was a well-timed timing bleep on my end. I think I've explained this before, but the way the internet DJ console works, when you're playing music and it's about to go to a stop point, it plays an audible beep tone about 5 seconds out from the end of the song. So I heard S-O-N-I-C beep. And I don't know if you've ever, it just always makes it sound more hilarious when you insert random bleeps into things. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just weird. But that's what I tend to find. Also, I'm not going to play the UK theme. Not right now, at least. You've already got My Sweet Passion in the playlist. What more do you want, Shaddix? What more? You know, other than making every one of you play Sonic 06, I can't think of a worse thing to do. So. No. I honestly really have no idea what to talk about this week because it's been such a clusterfuck, if you will. Of course, there's the whole incident in Boston, which proves once again to all you gun nuts, your guns do jack shit against bombs. Yeah. Trying to figure out how a M15 would have stopped that, and I'm drawing a blank. So, And of course, there's the, you know, the letters sent through the government. I guess strict, you know, laced with ricin? Ricin? I don't know how to pronounce it. Some kind of toxic substance. And then, of course, this morning we had the whole Waco explosion. So it's just been like one of those weeks where, I don't know. So like, it's just one of those weird weeks where like a whole bunch of bad things seems to be happening all at once. So next week better be good as hell, especially since that's my short week. We'll see, though. We still have Friday to get through on Saturday, and the rest of tonight. I don't think anything else will happen tonight, but we'll see. Yeah, April is shaping up to be that month, isn't it? Oh, it flooded here. It's been, like, raining nonstop for the past 3 or 4 days now, so I had some flooding here. I guess that's something to talk about. Not really, because that's all I got to say about that. And I keep getting friggin' emails during this show. It's because I keep monitoring things. It's like, you know, being the administrator of a website, I kind of get stuck. Wow. When did they change the Google Play Store? I have not been paying attention at all. No, Trekkie, I don't think the Roomba is going to be able to suck up water. It barely cleans the room as it is. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and let you update. You know, that's what it looks like for me. So, it's all weird and crazy. And they keep making these changes, so, dead air. Honestly, I don't know. Give me something to talk about. Other than Shaddix and Radix's GT4 escapades. Yes, changes are happening. You know what? In this case, you know, I don't know. We'll see how this change works out. Every time they update something, they keep re-adding me to their spam list so they can tell me what's new. GTA 4, whatever. I am completely out of it right now. I don't know why. It's definitely not this. it's definitely not the White Russian doing it, if that's what you're hoping. Because I know you guys are hoping for me to do this drunk one day. I'm trying to think of what else to talk about. My brain is like drawn a complete blank right now for some reason. You know, it's one of those things where you have like all these things to talk about prior to it, and then when it comes up, you just completely blank out. I don't know if any of you have ever had that problem before. I also seem to have this issue when I do job interviews, and that totally pisses me off, because when I get asked a question that I know the answer to, my brain just goes, then, you know, it sucks. So, I think we're just gonna, yeah, usually it is about shit that went down this week, but I haven't been really checking Reddit that much lately. That's like an oddity for me in and of itself. I do have, like, the only thing major on my end that I changed this week was that now RSN is coming out of two, I don't think he was involved about that. I just don't. I know earlier in the RC, or no, was it the RC? No, it was Skype. We were talking about the Eggman curse, if you will. The whole thing about the voice actors for Eggman, Robotnik, dying. I think there's only Mike Pollock and who the hell does the Japanese voice is like the only two that are left alive from that. Yeah. Hey, I record. Everything's recorded. And everything you do on Twitch is recorded, by the way. So, Shaddix, despite the fact that you say you don't record, Twitch does have your recordings. It's one of those random things they do for BS reasons. So I'm sure there are tons and tons of recordings of just your desktop with Skype going. I'm not really in the know on any other Sonic news. I don't actively go out looking for Sonic news. I'm not that deep as a fan, as it were. I keep hearing rumblings about SSR coming back, but as we've noted, that's been, like, in the wings for over 2 years. They have DJs, yes, but when are they going to actually be on the air is my question. You know, I mean, I don't wish any ill will towards anyone. It's just, I'll believe it when I see it. And right now I ain't seen it. I know there's been some, like, really, really awkward attempts past few months that I've seen happen, and yeah, it just goes bananas. Everything's nothing's good. So on that note, I think I'm gonna go into the next block, which was chosen by the resident two crazies, Rax and Shaddix. So go ahead and enjoy that. Yeah. You know, the whole of Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 was just full of music that sounded, you know, like it belonged in a porno. I don't know what phase Sonic Team was going through at that time, but, craziness. I did give us Rouge, which was a blatant That's just creepy when you think about it. Very creepy. What were they going, like, what was going through their head? Again, you keep mentioning Crystal, which I know has something to do with Star Fox, but I've never seen any pictures, and I get the feeling, that's something I don't want to see. Like the sound of me cracking my knuckles. Yeah. That's what I do. Although, you of watching this, stream know that that's a blatant lie. Oh, of course, Rax. Haven't seen this link before? Well, allow me to show you. Yeah, that's blatant eye candy attempt, if I've ever seen one. What the hell is it with, between Sonic Team and whoever develops Star Fox? Is this like, what's the angle? You know? Was it like an attempt to make an awkward boner? Oh, I'm sure Sonic Team and whoever develops Star Fox have loads and loads of cutscenes made that are not for public consumption, if you will. Which, is even worse when you think about it. Someone had to go through animating that. It's like, I know it exists, 3D porn, and you have to wonder what the people who, the promo pose. I read that as porno pose. I think it's just because. Oh, look, page missing. Isn't that surprising? But you know what? The banner image is more than enough to show what's going for. I'm sure the link between Rouge's boobs and ears was an accident. Considering the number of glitches that are in Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, just in any Sonic game that's, game that's, 3D, you would have to realize that. Yes, it is gone. Perhaps they didn't want a negative image of their female fox heroine person. But don't worry, Rule 34 will ensure that both Rouge and Crystal are well known forevermore. There's no erasing that. Also, anything that's put on the internet will stay on the internet. These podcasts, never coming down. Someone's downloaded them, and I'm sure they're being, redistributed. And you're determined. First off, it's DeviantArt you just linked me to. Now, let me just, I'm told that DeviantArt is supposed to be some kind of respectable art community. But you just see the shit that comes out of them, and it's like, well, this isn't official sanctioned artwork from Nintendo. I can tell you that much. Somebody probably extracted the models, went through it with, GIMP or some other crap, I don't know, and made those. that is just, what the hell are you trying to prove, Nintendo? What the hell? So now I'm convinced that she was born out of some kind of one-upmanship between Sega and Nintendo. Oh, you got a curvy, cleavage-exposed bat? Well, here's a fucking fox wearing almost nothing that's female. Beat that! And then, of course, Sonic Team was probably gearing up to beat them at that. But then Sega was like, no, let's stop it there. It's leave it at that and just move on. Oh, I got another viewer. Who's this? Doesn't show. Yeah. Why does, you know, I seriously have to wonder who, like, what are they thinking when they are designing these characters? Like, who's like penciling in these characters thinking, this is the shit. This is what's gonna sell our games. Well, come on. Pikachu wears nothing. What are you gonna do? There's limits here as to what is, and you know what? I'm gonna torture you guys by doing a side-by-side comparison of this, because it's now being downloaded, as much as I don't want it downloaded to my hard drive. Let's go online. You know what? We're going to go to Wikipedia, just because I know if I search Rouge on Google Images, this is just not going to happen in a method that, I'm going to be disturbed, is pretty much what it comes down to. You guys forced this. You guys brought this upon yourself. So, let's see. Add image. Image 1. Browse. So, wow. Okay, let's go to the one you showed, and we'll do about 75%. Okay, edit scene. So, here's contender number 1. Okay. Loading up image number 2, don't worry. And contender number 2 over yonder, and we'll stretch that out. So, what the hell are these game developers thinking? Creating characters like these. Well, let's Shadex boot fight to the death. I mean, come on. The fox has a spear. There's no winning against that. Oh, God. No, I'm not going to go Rule 34 searching for you. I'm not going Rule 34 searching. Not happening. I did enough of that for that Sonic map, and it was disturbing as shit. So, no, that's not happening. Let's go ahead and select you two and just wipe you the fuck off my screen. And they're gone. Okay, we're back to normal. Normality. Yeah, you don't Google video game characters, especially female characters, in Google Images. And you linked it. And of course, being the curious bastard I am, I'm gonna friggin' click it. Who's coming up with these ideas? Like, what is it about DeviantArt? This comes up with, like, these weird, you know, images. And by the way, she doesn't look very happy wearing that, so... yeah. Oh, God. Is that your new avatar on Steam, Shadex? That's freaking crazy as hell. Okay. I think I'm gonna go ahead and just start looking for more music. Yeah. Yeah, there's also images of a female Eggman, so I've... Let's not go with that, shall we? Where are these? Oh, we'll go with the fucked up version of Believe in Myself. Why not? I don't know who comes up with these remixes, but sometimes they come out and they sound like friggin' disasters. And you know what? It's been a while since I've heard this one on RSN Live, so we'll go ahead and include this too. And, let's go ahead and insert control stop, and that should tell me. Oh, wow. Okay. Alright, we're good. RSN Live voice, I'll be right back.
go about wishing I wanna be strong. I wanna be trusted. When all alone in my bed, I just go about yearning. I wanna be cool.
It's no use.
I wanna be like him.
We'll be right back.
again with those awesome beeps. I don't know what's up with that. I gotta turn that volume back down because it turned out, for some reason, that track's really quiet. I will definitely have to look into that. Well, I would definitely bring this to an M-rated podcast. But see, if I read Oh My, I have to do it like George Takei. There's like no other way to do it. You know what? Tell you what. Get Roger Craig Smith to read that in the Sonic voice. And we'll see what we can make with that. Morgan Freeman. It'd be like some kind of awkward documentary. Yes, you have. And because of that, he thinks you're a crack addict. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'll have to eventually play that track over here.
No!
That's my response to you, sir. Are you saying having, it's because of that whiny voice that would be very awkward. That whiny, nasally voice of his that...
It's no use!
Voice. Now, if you wrote it with that kind of, you know, enthusiasm, that'd be... Kit, I will not read that right now. Alright, there's certain mediums where that would be appropriate to... And I see the count just went up to 6, so I'm pretty sure you brought someone here to have me read that. And, you know... It's probably Silver Sonic, for all I know. Whoever this Moochie Mochi is that just popped up. I see your plans. You don't hide your plans very well. Oh, I know he's not here. I can see what's going on. I see your scheme. You know, I can see your...
Here comes a billboard!
So, I don't know why Silver hates me so much. It's gonna make me cry one of these days. No, I know what you want. You don't want that. You want, Well, I don't have the file available with me right now, so... I'm aware that Silver hates everyone. He's like one big raging machine. He's a rageaholic. I've already been threatened with banination from Radio Nintendo's chat room just because he doesn't like me and the fact that I posted a link to this Twitch there. So, you know, I'm not going to tempt fate on that right now. I don't feel like it. And it's 7 o'clock anyways, man. I've already wasted an hour here ranting about things. I haven't even finished this White Russian. Again, he's just a rageaholic. Silver Sonic, if you ever listen to this podcast, you need to get your anger issues under control. Yes, ranting. Read it, read, is the comment I'm getting now. It's too late. It's 7 o'clock. The show is over. I did not stall out, for the record. I did not stall to prevent reading that. I know who you guys are going to try to claim that I did. So, no, I did not. And screw you if you think I did. You know what I just realized? I was going to try to play the credit music from Sonic Adventure 2, and it doesn't show up in my list of music. So, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'm supposed to end this show. Oh god, folder's broken. No! Okay, we're good. What is this? What are you? How long is this track? 6 minutes and 4 seconds. Who's coming up with all this crap? Alright, you know what? You get... What am I going to put here? You get this. Alright? This is RSN Live. You crazy people, you. It's your control. Alright, this is RSN Live Voice. I will see you guys next week. Same Twitch time, same Twitch channel.
In this You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
No copyright law in the universe is going to stop me!